This is Radio 1.
Hello?
Hello, hello.
Hello?
Hi.
Who's that, please?
It's Cathy.
Hi.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good. If you don't remember Hattie and Tatty, they were Radio 1's poshest listeners. And we first spoke to them, it must be, what, 3 years ago now?
Yeah, I think so.
Sounds like they still are Radio 1's poshest listeners.
Yeah. How have you been, love?
Well, I've been good. Moving into new places with strange people.
What do you mean?
Well, I've moved into a new place.
Okay. You've moved in with a load of other students, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, it's not really okay at all.
What's not okay about it?
I was going to have a bath the other day, okay?
A what, sorry?
A bath. No, bath.
A bath, right, God, yeah.
Do you know what? It's been a long time. I've forgotten how posh you actually are.
I have to really concentrate.
Is it just a noise to you? Go, so you're having a bath, yeah?
I was about to have a bath. And then I saw this strange instrument next to the bath, on the little ledge bit.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a fork.
Okay.
Like a kitchen, like a fork for you know, eating, you know.
Food.
Mm. Yeah, food. Yeah. And I saw this fork and I thought, what on earth is it doing next to the bar?
Is it just boys that you live with?
Yeah, it's not good. Yeah. You say just boys.
Okay.
And so I queried this instrument and they said that it was, oh my God, it was for taking man hair out of the plug hole.
Taking what out?
Man hair.
Out of the plug hole?
Yeah. Out of the plug hole from the bath.
Right. What's wrong with that?
Oh my God.
You've got to get it out somehow, haven't you?
Well, though.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, fine. Innocent, fine. Taking hair out of plug hole.
Hmm.
Until Tatty walks into kitchen following afternoon and sees that same fork back in the kitchen.
Right.
You're funny.
And what's wrong with that?
I do want a hairy avocado or whatever else it is. I want me eating hairy...
Hairy foie gras?
It must be have been washed, and if not, couldn't you wash it before using it?
Washed by what?
When you say man hair, are we...
Well, I don't know, you tell me.
Are we talking pubes?
You tell me, I don't know, I'm not a man.
Right, okay.
It comes off everywhere, though, doesn't it?
Mm. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, and then someone's blatantly been eating food with the same fork.
Yes. What kind of person does that?
People you live with?
Boys?
Really, really very poor...
Poor form.
Poor standard of hygiene, in my mind.
For a second there was just a load of posh noise.
Thinking about it, actually, you should be grateful that they're clearing the hair out of the bath. Sorry, bath. You should be grateful they're doing that. They could just leave the hair in the bath for you.
No, they could not. I don't think so somehow.
Sorry?
I don't think so somehow.
Say again.
Oh, no.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hiya, Scott.
Hello.
I just wanted to say that's genius. I'll never have to put my fingers down a plug hole again.
Who are you?
My name's Craig.
And you think the fork idea is a brilliant idea, right?
Sorry, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, always getting my fingers down there and cutting them on a whatever.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, that's cool.
Do you think because she's posh, she uses a steak knife as well? Do you think she does? I think she might do. Now, we've had the brown noise, which makes you poo your pants. Yeah. We've had the young noise, which you can't hear if you're over the age of 25. And now on Radio 1, we bring you, courtesy of Hattie, Radio 1's poshest listener, the posh noise. Now, don't worry if you can't hear anything. If there's 20 seconds of silence, don't turn your radio off. This is, you'll only hear this noise if you're actually posh. All right?
I mean, you think that I'm out? Well, no, it's not really okay at all.
Oh, no.
Well, bars. I was in a bar, so I'm a little leg rule. Oh, my God. You're funny. I don't want to have avocado or...
Oh, my... What's by what?
Exactly.
What kind of person does that?
No,
I just got silence.
Right, the Kooks.